The scripture reading today is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. This is part of a letter Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica. He has heard a good report of their faithfulness from Timothy. Paul writes to encourage them with the goal that they would continue to grow in faithfulness. This is a short passage. I will read it three times and each time invite you to listen for something different. And pause. This style of reading and contemplating scripture is called Lectio Divina. So for the first reading, just listen for a word or a phrase that catches your attention. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what word or phrase caught your attention? For the second reading, listen for a connection between the word or phrase and your life. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what connection do you sense with your life? And for the third reading, listen for an invitation for the coming week. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So how are you being called to respond? Thank you, God, for speaking to us through Scripture. We rest in your loving embrace. Amen.
For the hymn of preparation, we're going to sing number 405, Listen to the Word That God Has Spoken. We'll sing this through once, and then we'll divide into four groups, and hopefully this, we've done this before, so the Behind the Piano will be section one, between Howie and Carolyn, section two, section three, and section four. Okay.
Start over again.
Yeah.
We weren't on the ball. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go for it. Good morning. When you think of scripture that has shaped you, what scripture comes to your mind? As I thought about this question, my mind kept returning to the words, "Pray without ceasing." This particular scripture over time has confused me. What did Paul mean when he said we should pray without ceasing? It has frustrated me because, if taken literally, is it even possible? And for a couple of decades now, it has shaped me. Let me explain. I have struggled with praying over the years. As a child, I learned that prayer was talking to God. I learned to pray please and thank you prayers. Please give me what I want, either for myself or others, and thank you, mainly at mealtimes. As I grew older, I expanded my prayers of thanksgiving beyond food and learned about other kinds of prayers, like prayers of praise, prayers of confession, prayers of lament, as well as the importance of praying according to God's will. But these all seem to focus on me doing all the talking. When I learned that prayer could be listening to God as well as talking to God, more like a dialogue or a conversation between friends, that made sense to me, as I thought God was probably tired of my monologues. But I wasn't sure how to listen to God. God answered this unspoken prayer in many ways over the years. Two examples stand out. Lenten guided prayer resources have been a big help in learning different ways to pray and situations to pray in. For example, praying while I'm doing other things, going for a walk or doing the dishes. Tending the soul training was another huge help. It was life-giving for me. While I was really interested in the course description, I had some concerns, including the cost and whether I could physically handle it. This course became available after I had had to quit work, and it took quite a long time to get my disability pension. I had to quit work due to my vestibular issues, which resulted in dizziness and a foggy brain when I wasn't successful in fighting the triggers due to my brain's difficulty in dealing with mixed messages. I wondered, would there be enough time between sessions to recharge my tired brain, otherwise known as having to take a nap? Pastor Barb strongly encouraged me to attend and even offered some financial support from the congregation. I'm so thankful I decided to say yes to this opportunity. After the first evening session, as I was trying to go to sleep, I recall feeling a little sorry for myself and a little angry at God for my health limitations. God had answered yes to prayers for healing of my back in the past. Why wouldn't God heal my vestibular issues now? For most of my life, I had felt called to service, whether it was working for church-related service organizations or directly for churches, like when I was hired as mission enabler at Mannheim or secretary here at Bloomingdale. If I couldn't work anymore, what was God calling me to do with my life? That evening, God brought to my mind the words, "Pray without ceasing." I was not impressed. My angry response was, "Well, I can't pray all the time." God's loving reply seemed to be the idea that maybe I needed to change my understanding of prayer. And since that, God has continued to do just that. I have chosen to share some of my newer understandings of prayer using the four categories from the lines of our hymn of preparation, "Listen to the Word That God Has Spoken." As I prayerfully considered the first line, "Listen to the Word That God Has Spoken," I thought immediately about listening to Scripture, God's Word. Scripture has come alive for me in new ways as I'm learning to pray with Scripture. I regret the years I read Scripture passages without knowing the context. Often what I read didn't necessarily make sense, or it confirmed what I thought I already knew. Frequently, I didn't remember what I had read, and it didn't comfort or challenge me to change in any way. One of the ways I'm learning to pray with scripture is by using my imagination. When I take the time to learn about context, and I can thank the internet for making that possible, and imagine myself as part of the story, as an onlooker, or one of the different characters, scripture comes alive in new ways. Learning to practice Lectio Divina, or sacred reading, like we experienced this morning when Pauline led us in listening to 1 Thessalonians 4, 6, and 7. Nope, wrong one. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18 has also been a big help in listening to the word that God has spoken and is speaking. I continue to find it amazing how God speaks through scripture in this way. It has even made it possible for me to preach and worship lead when I'm given enough time to prepare. And a favorite way of listening to the word that God has spoken is praying with music. I share with Pastor Zach. Praying with music or songs, hymns, or spiritual songs, as encouraged by Paul in his letter to the Ephesians. A chorus I sing frequently when feeling stressed or worried is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank God for all God has done. Don't you worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank God for all God has done. After I take the time to do what I can to deal with whatever I'm worried about, honestly look at what I really need versus what I really want, ask God for what I need, and then spend time thanking God for all God has already done, I usually find the peace promised in the next part of this scripture. And the peace of God, far beyond what we can understand, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I sometimes change words of hymns to fit the situation. I've used the hymn, Calm Me, Lord, as a prayer petition for others. For example, when Deb and I were trying to comfort my crying granddaughter, we sang, Calm her, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still her, Lord, keep her from harm. Let all the tumult within her cease, enfold her, Lord, enfold her in your peace. And God answered that prayer in the affirmative. I've also sung that song for the Israeli and Hamas decision makers. Calm them, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still them, Lord. Keep them from doing harm. Let all the tumult within them cease. Enfold them, Lord, enfold them in your peace. I also add words to change songs from one kind of prayer to another. I've changed a prayer of petition, O Lord, hear my prayer, to a prayer of thanksgiving by adding the word you. O Lord, you hear my prayer. O Lord, you hear my prayer. When I call, you answer me. O Lord, you hear my prayer. O Lord, you hear my prayer. You come and listen to me. Revelations 3:20 is another verse I put to music. These words were written to a church of well-off people who took pride in their ability to be self-sufficient. I make it personal and sing it to remind myself of three things. One, how much I need God. Two, that God is constantly trying to get my attention. And three, God is offering a wonderful relationship if I choose to open myself to it. Listen, listen, I am standing at the door knocking. Listen, listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me. So listen, listen, I am standing at the door knocking. Listen, listen, I am standing at the door knocking. A prayer song I frequently have running through my mind when I wake up in the morning is based on Psalm 63. The first verse acknowledges my commitment to God and my desperate desire to experience God. Oh God, you are my God, and I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Moving on to the second line of our hymn of preparation. Listen to the voice who is close at hand. When I prayerfully considered this verse line, the first thing that comes to my mind is the Holy Spirit nudging me to action. It may be something like reminding me to pray for someone, contact someone, or do an act of kindness. The Spirit sometimes speaks to me through the books I read. For example, in a novel I was reading, the following comment jumped out at me. When one reads, one always has something to think about. As I thought about that comment, I felt God encouraging me to continue to read or to listen to scripture at the beginning of the day and think about it throughout the day. Other times, when I consider the words, listen to the voice who is close at hand, I think of actual people close to me and how the Spirit can speak through them. For example, worship leaders, choristers, preachers, or individuals sharing in worship response time, in small group or one-on-one conversations. When I prayerfully listen to the third line, listen to the voice that began creation, I think of a more recent discovery. While I have had an interest in looking for and identifying wildflowers for many years, it's only recently that I've thought of going deeper and listening to God speak to me through them. I decided to use the example of the dandelion to illustrate this. Some days when I notice the dandelion, I see them first as weeds and think of the need to get rid of them. Then I remember that some people see them as beautiful wildflowers that are used for herbal remedies and are valuable sources of food for insects, humans, and animals, as well as nutrients for our lawn. God has used these observations to once again challenge my either-or thinking. For example, thinking things or individuals are either right or wrong, good or bad. Instead of thinking this way, I'm challenged to see many things as both and. All options have both positive and negative implications. There's more than one way to look at a situation or an idea. All people are children of God, in spite of their actions. We don't need to choose between prayer or action. Jesus demonstrated the importance of both prayer and action when he prayed before he acted on numerous occasions. Other days when I see the dandelions, God leads me to focus on their appearance. When I notice how the yellow bracts are connected to the center, I'm reminded of the importance of staying connected to God. Sometimes when I see dandelions, I'm reminded of the biblical story of Daniel in the lion's den, and this chorus runs through my mind. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose true, dare to make it known. I may think of times God has given me the courage to take a stand, even when it was unpopular. Or I might think of a time when I failed to act on my convictions and need to ask God for forgiveness. I could go on and on with examples of listening to what God is saying to me through different wildflowers. I have done only a little with listening to what God is saying through other aspects of nature, for example, trees, water, sky, birds, animals, etc. And there are the other senses too, listening to what God is saying through sound and smell and taste and touch. The possibilities of listening to the one who began creation feels endless to me. Moving to the last line of the hymn, listen even if you don't understand. As I prayerfully consider this line, I feel challenged to continue to pray, even though there are many things about prayer that I don't understand. The scripture, pray without ceasing, no longer frustrates me. Rather, I see the words, pray without ceasing, as an invitation to become more aware of God's presence with me and to communicate with God through silence, words, thoughts, and actions, which will result in my being shaped by God. In closing, I'll leave you with a final prayer chant by Joyce Rupp, a favorite devotional writer of mine. Light my way, oh, light my way as I journey in the darkness. Light my way, oh, light my way. Gift me with hope for our world. Our hymn of response, Open My Eyes, is number 732 in Voices Together. This song was first introduced to me by a spiritual director over 30 years ago when I went on a 5-day silent retreat. Please join me in this prayer, which asks for help in seeing, hearing, and responding to God's love. And I invite the children of all ages to act out the words as we sing. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my heart.